When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jake from Stilicum is. Jake, are you there?
Oh, hello there.
Hello there, Jake. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Well, goodbye there.
If you are playing along at home, Jake is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What city hosts Seafair every August?
Seattle.
Yes. What classic book inspired the name Starbucks?
Oh, pass.
A dorgy is a corgi crossed with what?
Dalmatian?
No.
Pass.
What unit is a ship's speed measured in?
Knots.
Yes. Austin Richard Post is the birth name of what entertainer?
Pass.
In what decade was NATO formed?
The 50s.
No.
40th?
Yes. What is a tropical cyclone called when it reaches 74 miles per hour?
Not a hurricane.
Yes, it's a hurricane. How many players are on a water polo team?
6?
No.
7?
Yes. The first female U.S. senator was from what southern state?
Georgia?
Yes! Nice finish there. Got really excited for you there, Jake. You got 6 correct.
I lived in Georgia for a bit.
Nice. Look at you. What up, Steve?
Hi, Steve. Hello.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What city hosts Seafair every August?
That would be Seattle.
It would be. What classic book inspired the name Starbucks?
What classic book? Oh, isn't it Moby Dick?
It is.
Yes.
A dorgy is a corgi crossed with what?
A door.
No.
I don't know. A Dalmatian?
No.
Doberman.
No. What unit is a ship's speed measured in?
Mox?
Mox? No.
Mach 5?
No.
I don't know. Watts?
No.
Knots?
Yes.
I got there.
Austin Richard Post is the birth name of what entertainer?
Post Malone?
Correct. In what decade was NATO formed?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No. Damn. What is a tropical cyclone called when it reaches 74 miles per hour?
A tsunami?
No.
A tropiclone. Sharknado.
No. How many players are on a water polo team?
There are 6.
There are not.
7.
Yes. The first female U.S. senator was from which southern state?
Florida.
No.
Georgia.
Yes, but too late. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that's a pretty good score. Oh. But it's not enough to beat Jake from Stilicum because he got 6 correct. Nice work, Jake.
All right. Thank you.
Great game, Jake. Oh, tough day today. I lost twice and tied once.
Ugh, neither of you knew that a dorgy is a corgi crossed with a dachshund.
Oh, okay. I can't pronounce that word, dachshund.
You just did great.
I did because let's wait a few hours, then you put it in front of me without saying it. I'll be like, dachshund?
Okay. In the NATO was formed in the 1940s. You were going in the right direction there. At 74 miles per hour, a tropical cyclone becomes a hurricane. And then eventually you did say Georgia. That is where the first female U.S. senator was from. You know what, Steve? There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope so.
You can try again.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a simple question that we would love to ask you, but we need for you to call in right now so that we can ask it. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. All we ask is that you are a fan of food and fast food chains.
Who's not?
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters. Through the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message. And we did get one this morning.
Bring back Boston Market. Although, when I was down in California a couple years ago, it did not live up to hype. But as I remember, it was the bomb.
Oh, dude, Boston Market was, I remember going to one. It was in North Seattle, and I remember going there. And also one in Wallingford, if I remember correctly. And that was a good, what was your go-to at Boston Market?
We used to always, like, because we had a family of, you know, four kids. We always get the rotisserie chicken. That was like the OG take-and-go rotisserie.
I know this sounds like a strange one to go with. Their freaking meatloaf was amazing.
Dude, they had good mashed potatoes. Yeah. Everything was
the
good.
The mac and cheese.
Oh, my God.
I'm with this guy. I 1,000% agree.
Bring back Boston Market.
Let's go.
Well, this leads
us. I start eating meat again.
Oh, boy. Those are big words, Steve.
Just the meatloaf.
This leads us into our simple question.
Bring back Boston Market.
What chain restaurant do you miss, or what chain restaurant do you wish would come to your town? Zach from Preston, what is that chain restaurant for you?
Arctic Circle from Utah.
Yes.
What the hell is Arctic Circle? And why are you so excited about it?
Because there was one here. Zach, do you remember? I think it was in like Mount Lake Terrace.
Oh my God, there was?
There was. When I was a child and my parents would take us there, they literally have the best frozen treats of anything.
Oh, their shakes were amazing.
I like their slogan is where the good stuff is. So what's the good stuff there?
Shakes? I mean, for me, it was like the shakes, or they do sundaes, the ice cream and the ice cream cones. They do a dipped cone.
I was
going
to say, do the chocolate dipped sauce serve. That is so amazing.
It's Dairy Queen. But
yes. It's better than Dairy Queen.
And it's also McDonald's, because look, they have a burger called the Ranch Burger and Cheddar Combo, and it's a freaking Big Mac. It's got the bread in the middle.
Oh, it's got the bread in the middle.
Nobody else does that.
I feel like they have really good, what do you call them? Onion rings were fire.
Yeah, you're right. These are blizzards.
We used to go there after swimming lessons as kids, and I just loved that place.
Did they just pick different random fast food places and say, we'll lift this? It looks like fish and chips from, like, Ivers. Their pastrami and Swiss sandwich looks like something out of Arby's.
Until I try it, I think that it's just a nostalgia for Darren. I don't think it was actually that great.
It was so good.
Shrimp and fries. That looks like it's also maybe from Ivers. This is hilarious. Although their flavor burst looking soft serve ice cream looks amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Look at these, Danny.
Long live Arctic Circle.
I mean, I'm not knocking it. Rip off all the good ones. I don't care.
206-803-ROCK. Our simple question to Dirty Dean. What chain restaurant do you miss, or what chain restaurant do you wish would come to town?
Dick's. Oh. I want to get a hot, greasy bag of Dick's in my mouth.
Oh, okay, so you don't want to have to drive far to get it, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Dude, exactly. A Dick's in the South End would be dangerous. I'd be getting those French fries all the time.
I mean, I feel like every time they put one in, it's like, you know, Kent has one, Federal Way, all that area. When we finally got one up in Everett, it was a joyous occasion for me. I was so happy to finally have one up there.
I'm waiting for the day it happens in Puyallup.
Oh, that would be big trouble.
I'm actually really surprised that they don't have one there.
We have everything.
I know.
Everything.
And especially because, like, so many people, like, move from Seattle down to that area.
Yeah.
And that you guys, that's all you talk about.
It's like they literally keep opening up different, like, okay, now we have this fast food place. Now we, it would be, I you know what? It's just a matter of time.
206-803-ROCK.
Give us Dick's in Puyallup.
Riley and Olympia, our simple question. What chain restaurant do you miss, or what chain restaurant do you wish would come to your town?
I would say Moe's from the South, like the Moe's Mexican joint.
What is so special about Moe's?
Well, it's really cheap, and it's way better than Chipotle.
Mm.
You got these little burritos and tacos.
Huh. I know, like, was it Mimo's? I know, but I didn't know there was a Moe's.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Southwest.
Nice.
All right, Riley's going to start the petition. We're going to get a Moe's.
Someone texted in saying Quiznos.
Oh, I love Quiznos.
Dude, Quiznos is awesome, because when we go on our wrestling trips to Portland, one of the guys in our carload hates Quiznos, and the rest of us hate that. We love that he hates it so much. We also like Quiznos, so we always accidentally end up at a Quiznos on our way to Portland and just stop there and get lunch.
I think Quiznos is my favorite of the, like, you know, sub sandwich franchises.
Oh yeah, they cook it.
And there's still one in Linwood. There's still one in Everett. Not
so
that
good.
I go there ever. 206-803-ROCK. It is our simple question for Clayton in Linwood. What chain restaurant do you miss, or what chain restaurant do you wish would come to town?
I would like some Kid Valley garlic fries up north.
Oh, what is the closest Kid Valley? Is there one? I know there was one at the Alderwood Mall for a while. Is there not one there anymore?
No, I think Kenmore.
Oh.
Kenmore. Yeah, dude, Kid Valley definitely contributed to me when I was at my heaviest weight because of their peanut butter shake.
Oh.
Their peanut butter shake was something to this day, I still remember it.
I mean, it's kind of like a protein shake. You
oh,
know?
Oh, it was too much protein around my waist.
206-803-ROCK. Amy from Olympia, what chain restaurant do you miss or what chain restaurant do you wish would come to town?
We need to bring Culver's and their butter burgers.
I don't think I've ever been to a Culver's.
Did you say a butter burger?
Yeah, Culver's is a Midwest experience. Go Pack Go.
Yeah, cheese head.
You know what's funny?
That's right. Cheese heads, baby.
My niece is actually, it's her first job in Arizona. She's working at a Culver's now.
I've never been.
We need to go.
Awesome. I've never even heard of it. I'm down for that.
You know which one I would love? And I don't know if I'll ever make it out here. And I don't even care about the actual, like, the hot dogs. I mean, they're fine. Is Nathan's.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan's has the greatest crinkle-cut French fries. Not enough places do crinkle-cut fries. And their crinkle-cut French fries are on another level.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Aaliyah in Duval. What chain restaurant do you miss, or what chain restaurant do you wish would come to town?
Who Hot.
What, excuse me, what?
Who Hot.
Who Hot?
Yes, it's a Mongolian grill. You get your food, you take it to a big cooking table thing in the middle, and they cook it for you right there, and then you eat it, and it's really good.
I haven't been to a Mongolian grill in forever, but that is such good food.
It is really, really good. There's one in Spokane. I think that's the closest one to us.
Okay.
We have a lot of petitions we have to start, you guys.
We're getting a lot of texts for the one, the true legend, the goat of all chain restaurants. Hooters. Oh, gotta get them frickles, baby.
Yeah. The Daily Mix Show. Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Creed at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. Plus, one lucky grand prize winner gets a backstage tour from Scott Stapp. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Creed at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. Plus, one lucky grand prize winner this week is going to get a backstage tour from the one, the only, Scott Stapp. Say hello to Andrew from Seattle, who is our contestant this morning. What's up, Andrew?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great.
And we're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to be? Currently, it's on T-Dog, but will it stay on T-Dog? Indeedio, it will.
Ooh. All right, Danny. All right. Andrew is ready for his clip.
Oh. It's Creed. What's that name of the song, though? Can I get a hint?
Yes, you can. Okay, so the song...
Oh, wait, this hint won't help, but can I just say it's the greatest Creed song ever written? Okay.
So it is three words, the song title is. The first word is the first number.
One Last Breath.
Yeah!
I'm 6 feet from the air.
I regret picking this song now. I can't wait. White River Amphitheater. Danny, when that song plays, whether you want to or not, I'm ripping your shirt off so we can embrace shirtless.
I'm going to leave my top on, though, guys. I don't want to get arrested.
Bring a sports bra.
Is it going to be raining while we sing it? I feel like it needs to be raining.
High drama.
Or just get a hose and spray us.
God, oh, boy.
Yeah, Scott Stapp.
Good job, Andrew. All right, Danny. I am now ready for my clip.
Christ.
I want to be sedated by the Ramones.
I want to be sedated by the Ramones.
fun fact about the Ramones. They've said it in interviews. Very inspired and influenced by the music of Scott Stapp and Creed.
Everyone knows that, yeah. Andrew, congratulations. We're going to be partying it up with you at Creed White River Amphitheater August 14th.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hell yeah, man. We'll see you there. And good luck. Hopefully you get to win the big grand prize, which is going to be a backstage tour from Scott Stapp.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you want to chat with us about, call now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Lenny Kravitz.
Showtime.
All morning, we've had some great texts and calls come through that we haven't had a chance to get to, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is powered by the 2025 Washington State Fair Summer Concert Series. Call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from today, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us, 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this morning, we were talking about fast food chains, fast food restaurants that we wish would come back or come to our area.
Oh, that's all because we got a voice message from one Rockaholic that said this.
Bring back Boston Market.
Yes.
So every single person we have on hold right now, Steve, wants to weigh in on this topic.
I love it. People are nostalgic for food, myself included.
And I'm feeling very hungry right now. So Tacoma Bob, what is that fast food chain or fast food restaurant that you wish would come back to our place?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Once again, I'm out here salmon fishing off of Point Defiant. So if I...
if you get a bite, so we know you're hanging up on us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I would say my favorite was one from back in the... Oh, hang on. Yeah, I got one now. Anyway, I won't hang up yet. My favorite from back... I got time before I bring him up. So my favorite from back in the 70s was Pizza Haven, because their pizza and all-you-can-eat chicken was from another planet.
And I've also heard about, like, Shakey's Pizza. I never got to enjoy that one either. Those seem like those are the go-to. I kind of wanted to stay on the phone with you to find out what kind of salmon you got.
Oh, I'm catching king salmon out here. I don't know if you can hear my reel.
Oh, we can hear it.
Yeah, we can hear it. Yeah. How close are you to getting it, reeling it in?
Oh, probably about 5 minutes. So you guys want to talk to other people.
Can we put you on hold, Tacoma Bob?
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll put you on hold. Before we finish this break, we'll check back with you and see if you got the fish.
That's so cool.
This is exciting.
Jeff in Arlington, what fast food chain do you wish would come to our neck of the woods?
Oh, it'd have to be the In-N-Out Burger.
Let's go!
Nice. Good choice.
That's right.
It seems like, Jeff, they're getting closer and closer.
You know, I really hope they get up here. I mean, I lived in Southern Oregon for a while down in Klamath Falls, so I'd make a trip down to Sacramento, you know, like once a month or something like that. Nice little drive. And yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Now, there is a place around. You guys were talking about peanut butter milkshakes earlier.
Yes.
Right, Kid Valley. Not bad, but the best peanut butter shake around, Kilchuck Drive in Snohomish, Washington.
I know that place. I've been there. It's fantastic, Jeff.
I don't know anything about this place.
It's in Snohomish.
So they have really good fish and chips, too.
They do. Good call, Jeff.
And if you're ever in the Puyallup area, Jeff, swing by Out and About Burgers. It's kind of like...
Oh, my God. I thought you were being...
No, they have two locations now because it's so popular. It was like a little food truck on Meridian. It's amazing. Their burgers are made similar to In-N-Out Burger.
And then they call themselves Out and About.
Out and About.
I'll be honest with you. I thought you were... SNS with this too.
No, man.
The way that your face looked, I was like, he is making this up.
Danny, there's one on Meridian now. There's also one right off of Canyon Road as well. Their burgers are amazing.
Out and About.
Out and About. Family owned. Good stuff.
We are Puyallup,
Washington. Represent.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Same topic. Eric from Squim. What chain restaurant would you like to see come to our neck of the woods?
One that went out of business was Flaky Jake's.
What the hell is
a burger place?
It's a burger place. Okay.
Yeah, it went out of business about the same time as Sea Galley way back when. It was pretty epic.
What was your go to there? Like, was there a specific type of burger?
No, I mean, I had all the burgers there. It was just awesome because they made all the buns in house. It was nice. Just a cool place to go and have dinner with your family.
I just feel kind of bad for Jake. Like, why was he so flaky? Did nobody offer him a moisturizing lotion?
Oh, I thought he was flaky because he just forgot to show up a lot.
Maybe that's it. 206-803-ROCK. Daniel from DuPont. Same question to you. What is the fast food chain that you would like to have come to our neck of the woods?
So really quick, there is an In-N-Out Burger being built down in Castle Rock along the 5. So it's coming.
They're getting closer.
Yep. But for me, I live up in Shelton, and they don't have a KFC. I am so sad. I want my KFC.
Yeah, I mean, that's not fair to not have a KFC.
Dude, the popcorn
like.
Chicken is always my go-to. And the mashed potatoes are freaking amazing.
Oh, great mashed potatoes.
They took the KFC out of West Seattle, too. And I was just like, what are we doing?
Because you freaking hipsters over there just don't like it.
And granted, I'm not complaining because they opened a Habit Burger. And I do love Habit Burger, but no more KFC.
Wow, yeah, KFC's phenomenal.
Dare we check back in with Tacoma Bob and see if he has landed his fish yet?
Let's find out.
Tacoma Bob, how we doing? Are we still reeling?
Well, no, he came unbuttoned, but I have a little bit of history for you on these last couple calls that you've had. Flaky Jakes. Flaky Jakes was actually started by Leon Gardner, who started Herphy's back in the late 60s.
Dude.
And he sold Herphy's to Campbell's Soup and signed an agreement that he wouldn't start another restaurant chain in this area for 10 years. And when the 10 years expired, then that's when he opened up Flaky Jakes.
No way. Herphy's, the burgers there were so freaking good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that was Leon Gardner was his name. And he was the entrepreneur that started both those outfits.
Tacoma Bob, I'd imagine when you got on your boat today to go salmon fishing, you didn't think at any point during the morning you would share a history behind Flaky Jakes or Herphy's, I bet.
No, this is the furthest thing from my mind today.
The Daily Migs Show.
We cannot express our gratitude for putting up with the men's room for 20 long years, Rockaholics.
Wow. Especially that thrill guy.
Saturday, September 6th, there's a big party happening at Black Raven Brewery to celebrate 20 years of the men's room on the Rock. It's going to be in Woodinville from 1 until 6. Live music is going to be happening from some of our favorite bands like the Stoned Evergreen Travelers and the Outshine Trio. Also, KISW New Originals.
Apologies in advance for them as well.
Your ticket gets you a commemorative glass, a beer koozie, your first drink on us. Get your tickets now at KISW.com.
Oh, Herphy's also had great teriyaki. I forgot about that. I'm so hungry.
Steve Miggs, it sounds like you were doing a little bit of FaceTiming with some folks back east yesterday.
I was. Yesterday was a big day in our household with my brother. He shared the news with me, and I ended up talking with my mom and FaceTiming with her. Because if you don't know, my dad last year, or this year, but many months ago, he sadly passed away. And so my mom has kind of been by herself and living in the house that they were living in, which was like a 55 and up development, but it was like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
House was too big for her. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, she doesn't need more than just a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchen, you know, a couple of little things, but she doesn't really get around a lot. So having two stories was just kind of ridiculous. So that's been like a point of contention, though, trying to convince mom, hey, maybe it's time for you to get out of that house and go into, you know, a senior living facility, assisted living, because she needs somebody to check up on her. She's still not 100% health-wise, and my brother's doing everything that he can. It's been tough for me not being close by, and I've been dealing with that. So both of us just want her to be in a situation where she's around other people because she's still very sociable, and also potentially, if she did get hurt or she fell down, there's somebody nearby that can help quickly.
Safety, for sure.
And someone that's going to make sure that she's eating and all that kind of stuff. Well, she finally agreed to leave her house, move out, sell the home, and move into an assisted living facility. And she did it, and she moved in 2 days ago, and yesterday she finally settled in. So I'm on FaceTime with my mom. I'm like, how's it going so far? She's like, yeah, it's all right. And then my brother, like, it's all right. She's already made 3 new friends, which I thought was awesome. I'm like, that's so mom. Like, she's not even been there for 24 hours. She's already got her little crew that she hangs out with. She's like, yeah, I went and played bingo earlier. I'm like, you played bingo? How was that? She's like, well, it was kind of BS. I'm like, what? What do you mean it was BS? She's like, it's not for money.
She plays to win.
Yeah, she goes, they just want to play for fun. They don't want to play for money. I'm like, mom, what are you trying to make off of this?
Like, she's like, can we make this a casino? Let's go.
Yeah, you can't take the gambler out of my mom. I thought that was kind of funny. I'm sure she's going to complain that there's no Jack Daniels on the premises.
Oh, no.
No, all in all, though, I was just glowing all night last night. I was just happy that she's in a situation where she could be sociable, hang out with people, because that's where she thrives. And even though, like, obviously age is a factor, she's not getting any younger and it's hard for her to get around. But the fact that she's around other people, I think that's just going to add a lot more youth to her years.
She is going to be the president of the social club at the facility in no time.
Oh, she's the president. Then money will be enacted when it comes to bingo.
She's going to change the bylaws.
It's going to turn into a casino. This place was just a nice place for old people to hang out at. Now it's a full-on casino. It's going to be fantastic.
The Daily Migs Show.
We are insanely grateful for your generosity, Rockaholics. Kicks for Kids is going down right now, and we are working with Mary's Place right ahead of back to school to put as many brand new pairs of sneakers on local children in need as we possibly can. Steve, I know this morning we've been getting some donations.
Yeah, so great. Rob Kluge donated $25. Like we said, $5, $25, $500, whatever you can donate would be awesome. Like Mel Frazier donated $100 to Kicks for Kids, as well as Zach Ricketts donated $50, and then Brandon Franks joined the 69 Club.
Ooh, nice. You can do the same.
$69.
You can do the same by heading over to KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, the fisherman in charge, is back.
Welcome back.
I brought you all fish, except for Steve, because he doesn't eat real food.
You know what? I'll eat your salmon.
Even Kurt Cobain said it's okay to eat fish.
Yeah, they don't have any feelings.
That's right.
So how many pounds of fish did you end up with?
I think we brought home like around 60 pounds this year. Yeah, last year was a banner year. We did like 100, but still.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah. Most of it was salmon.
Will you get through all of that?
With a little help from my friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's time for me to become a pescatarian.
It's in the freezer.
I'm ready to help.
You know what? Why not? Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Ryan's Fish.
Yeah.
And Palace Law. Hey, Luis Castillo, man, pitched a great game last night, but I think a lot of people were excited to see the new member of the Seattle Mariners, Josh Naylor, do this.
Josh Naylor wallops this out to right field, way back to the berm and gone. Josh Naylor's first home run as a Mariner gives them the early lead.
And they kept the lead. They ended up beating the Athletics 3-1. They're back at it again today, so hopefully the winning ways continue for our Seattle Mariners.
Naylor is what his name and what he does.
Yes, he also has a great side hustle as an adult film star.
There's a new Washington state law where people will be protected from civil liability if you break into a vehicle to rescue maybe a dog that was left in there, or a kid, or maybe a vulnerable adult. Have you guys ever been in that situation where you wanted to break a window?
I came close once. I saw it. I was like, what the hell? And then I saw the sign in their car. I always love when people do this. Air conditioning is on. The dogs are fine. I was like, okay, cool.
Only because I didn't like a person.
No. Is that why I had a broken window outside of your house?
They do say you have to call 911 and then stay at the scene until the authorities arrive. But
okay,
I mean,
that could be awkward, though, if the people arrive before the authorities. And you're like, yeah, man, I totally busted your window.
And now we're having a brawl in the parking lot.
You're a bad dog parent, if that happens anyway.
You are.
Yeah.
And a bad kid parent.
Or just a bad kid if you left your grandma or your mom in the back seat.
Yeah.
I don't know if people do that, but they might.
Grandma, unlock the door. Why are you sleeping?
Oh, God.
So a lot of people went to that Morgan Wallen concert, and a lot of people have been talking about
Ted
it.
Ted went both nights.
Ted, what is happening? How all of a sudden it's Texas Ted?
Texas Ted.
Tex.
This is crazy. He's got a cowboy hat. Next thing you know, he likes country music.
Cowboy hat and short shorts and cowboy boots. I mean, it's a look.
Well, speaking of short shorts, or at least short skirts, Miranda Lambert's going viral. Did you hear about this?
No.
There's a video that's going around. It happened at the show here in Seattle. Because she's rocking a short skirt and it's a high stage over at Lumen Field. Somebody was just filming her, but not realizing that the entire time they're filming her, it's just full ass cheek.
Oh, cool.
And so the entire internet's going crazy about this. And some of the comments that have gotten the most likes, I'll read them in my most creepy way because I feel like that's how it should happen. Now we know why the front row is so expensive.
Ew.
I didn't realize what a big Miranda Lambert fan I was until right now.
But
somebody should start a GoFundMe for the cameraman so we could tip him for this masterpiece.
Ew.
You are an asset to the community.
Wow. I have to go Google this.
She's being cheeky. LOL.
Was it a good video at least? Did you watch the video?
I watched it for show purposes, of course.
Was it a good shot of the booty?
Well, in the 30 minutes that I watched it, yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I don't know. I can find it for you guys if you really wanted to see it.
I watched it for 30 minutes. It's probably just okay.
It's a 30-second clip, but I watched it for 30 minutes. It was really good, guys.
So Morgan Wallen's stage looked phallic. Miranda Lambert was showing her booty.
It was a national story, too. Miranda Lambert's butt was like... There you go, there. There she is up on stage. And there's the cheekage.
Oh, yeah. God bless her.
I mean, that's not like a ton.
I got up close and personal for her in the pit.
That's not like a ton of booty. It's just a little peek. It's nothing too crazy.
All right, well, will you wear this skirt the next time we do some kind of an event?
Hell, I will.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going. I don't know what. Will it be at the men's room party?
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 80 degrees, it's going to be a nice sunny day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.